So Chanukah and Purim are similar in the both post-biblical holidays. We're not going to find Purim in the Torah, although they look for Haman min HaTorah and Mordechai, but we don't find Purim in the Torah, and we don't find Chanukah. They both came post-biblical. In fact, Chanukah came after Purim, in fact, because we know there are 24 books of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and Chanukah means Chanu Chafei, they rested on the 25th day of Kislev. That was the day of the month. But they also say Chanu Chafei, they were thinking about putting Chanukah and making it the 25th book, but it never made the cut. And even Purim, there was a debate whether Purim should make the cut. We almost only had 23 books of Tanakh, but it made the cut. So Chanukah and Purim are post-biblical, but Purim, we know we have Megillas Esther. Chanukah, we don't have obligation to read the Megillah. So there are many similarities between Chanukah and Purim. So when you have differences, we'll try to figure out what are some differences. So one major difference is the obligation to have a meal. Don't worry, we have meals every day anyway, but in terms of a chiyuv to have a meal on Purim, so we assume that we have to have a yontif meal, a sudas Purim. In contrast to Chanukah, which is praiseworthy, and it's 8 days, it's praiseworthy to have one every have a Chanukah Suda for 8 days, but it's only praiseworthy, not mandatory. On Purim, it's mandatory. So why is it that for Purim they demand us to have a meal, and on Chanukah they only recommend a meal? Why does Purim have an obligation to have a meal and not Chanukah? So the difference, we'll start with one reason and we'll see how we'll take it from there. So one famous reason is from the Levush, one of the later commentators. He points out, because we have to go back to what was the nature of the holiday. What are we celebrating during Chanukah? And what are we celebrating over Purim? So there's a fundamental difference in terms of a lot of anti-Semites out there, but they're not all the same. It's what they call religious anti-Semitism, and let's say ethnic anti-Semitism, meaning one's a religious issue. They want us to join their religion. They don't like us keeping the Torah and mitzvahs. That's one type of. Another one is ethnic. They don't care. You're Jewish, we want you dead. There's nothing you can do. I don't care if we're not looking for conversions. We want you to kill you. So the two types of anti-Semites. We have the Hitlers of the world who didn't care. He wanted us dead. And Stalin in Russia, he just wanted the Jews not to observe their religion. He didn't want to necessarily kill them. So where does Chanukah and Purim fit in? So Chanukah, the Syrian Greeks did not want to kill us. They wanted us to assimilate and take on the Greek culture. And they wanted us to give up the Torah and the mitzvahs. When we refused to listen, so then they attacked us, and then we had the Maccabees, the Hashemonoim, and we fought the war. We were victorious, but it was attacking on the spiritual roots of Judaism. They weren't interested in killing us per se. And in fact, so the effort said, how do we celebrate? When the rabbis set up the holiday of Chanukah, they said, Bahawel uvehoda. We say Hallel every day in our davening on Chanukah. Uvehodah, and well, simple meaning is lighting Chanukah candles. So every day of Chanukah, we light another candle. Candle near, it represents the spirit, the Torah, the fire. So it was a much more spiritual attack on us. So since it was a spiritual attack on Chanukah, so when the rabbis instituted to do the mitzvah, we celebrated in a spiritual way, so to rectify for what happened. So too by Purim. By Purim, Hitler following the roots of Haman. That Haman was decreed, Lahashmi Lahara is called Yehudim. Haman wanted to kill all the men, women, children. He wanted to kill us, and that was it. He wasn't interested if we were religious or not religious. He just wanted us dead. So Haman was a much more physical thing. They wanted to destroy physically the Jewish people. So therefore, how do we celebrate? We celebrate in a more physical way. i.e. we have the meal, we have an obligation to drink on that day, and other things that go along with it, but it's a more physical celebration because that's what it was. And And in fact, that's what goes back to the original anti-Semite, or one of the, it's hard to say the original, but one of the earlier ones, let's say, Esav and Yaakov, that we know Esav is represents Esav Soni as Yaakov. Esav hated his brother Yaakov. So in the beginning, when Yaakov was about to meet Esav, after a long time, they didn't, so he was afraid. So he prayed to God. What did he say? Hatzileni, God, save me from the hand of my brother and from the hand of Esav. So it sounds redundant, because I think we all know Yaakov and Esav are brothers. So, and God definitely knew that. So what's Yaakov's double plea here? Did he say, save me from the hands of my brother, or save me from the hands of Esav? Why don't he need both? So the Beis Halevi from the Salavation family explains we do need both, because there's two types of anti-Semitism, as I just explained. Sometimes they come as your achi, they come as your brother. They come to assimilate you into marriage. That's when they come as an achi. And other times they come with the sword. They come with the pogroms. And God, and we see which one he put first. It's a little more pleasant, but it's a lot more spiritually dangerous. Pogroms aren't pleasant at all. But they make it clear, they know, you know, what they're doing here. So that's what Yaakov was already praying to God, save me from both types of anti-Semitism. And that's why the rabbis gave us two rabbinic Jewish holidays to fight anti-Semitism. And they're both in between. We have a long stretch between Sukkot and Pesach. It's a long winter. We're changing the clock soon this Saturday night. It's a sad time, seasonal adjustment disorder. People are more depressed and down. It's a long winter. And the rabbis had to cheer us up. We couldn't make it from Sukkot to Pesach. So they gave us two rabbinic holidays, Chanukah and Purim, to remind us of the different types of anti-Semitism, you know, that are around. So Chanukah is a much more spiritual one. So we celebrate with Chanukah candles. And Purim, it was a physical one, like Haman and Hitler, hence the physical celebration with drinking and an obligation for a meal. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Omer, Ratzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakeh, Tzorah, Vigrim, Torah, Mitzvah, Shenamar, Adonai, Chafetz, Uman, Sikko, Yaldil, Torah, V'Yadir.